changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Thank you. I chose to begin with silence this morning because I know that we are all struggling with what happened in Boulder yesterday. And I'm going to tell you some, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you. If you're live with me, today is Tuesday, March 23rd. Now, I know that people binge watch my old Jumpstart, so it may be a while ago for you. And last night, 10 people were killed in a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado. My daughter and her husband were on vacation in Boulder, Colorado. They had gone to celebrate her birthday, which is on the 21st, and were going to stay and come back yesterday. However, there was a bad snowstorm that might have prevented them from driving home, and so they chose to come home one day earlier. I was all prepared to talk with you about abuse. And we're going to continue that conversation. I want to talk about guns this morning. And I realize that's going to piss some people off. And I also realize it may lose some fans and followers, and that's not, I don't care about that. I'm speaking my heart, I'm speaking my mind, I'm speaking my truth, and I want to tell you my own history with guns. But before I do, let me tell you my history with cars. My brother had a green Jeep CJ5, and when I turned 15, my parents bought him a car and gave me his car. I didn't mind that it was a hand-me-down. It was a convertible. I loved it. Still drive a convertible. But before my mom and dad would let me drive that car, they made me go down to an empty parking lot on a Sunday afternoon. And our friend, who was a highway patrolman, would come down there and meet us on Sundays because my mom didn't have the patience and my dad didn't have the inclination to teach me how to drive. And so he would teach me how to drive, and we would go around back and forth and up and down the parking lot. He would make me stomp the brakes, and he would make me drive backwards, and he would give me feedback on everything, and he would go around and change the mirrors and make me redo the mirrors. He would not allow, they were not going to let me drive that car without an enormous amount of training. Why? It was dangerous for me and dangerous for other people. I remember that in South Carolina at the time, you could get your driver's license when you were 15, and you could drive during the day only after you had, it was 6 months that you had to have a parent drive with you. Your parents had to then go down and sign, basically taking authority for you. And then You had a year of driving during the day, could not drive at night. And I remember it was a month before my birthday, my 16th birthday, and my parents agonized over whether or not they were going to let me drive at night to go to a church group meeting. Neither one wanted to take me, but boy, they sure did not want to violate anything when it came to driving. However, and back in the 70s, when I was 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, biggest movie at the box office was Dirty Harry and all of its various spinoffs, Magnum Force and all that. Watched them all, loved them all. And so I wanted a gun. I saw Beretta and I wanted a Parrot. I saw Magnum Force and I wanted a gun. Now, I think it was illegal at that point in South Carolina to buy a gun if you were 18, but you could buy a gun and give it to somebody. And so my mom and dad bought me a Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum. And unlike the car for which I was trained for so long before I was allowed to use it, it was handed to me. And my friend Bill and I used to go down by the river, and he had a 44 Magnum. And by the way, these were long guns, so they were target guns. There's something here, y'all. There is something here. By the way, I wanted to tell you what happened to that gun. I shot it for several years, and then I kept it hidden away by my bed, in case anyone broke in at night. And then I finally sold it. You know why I sold it? It wasn't so much that I needed the money, although that came in handy at the time. It was because I was having constant nightmares. Here was the nightmare that I was constantly having. I'm lying in bed with my wife. My daughter is asleep down the hall, and I hear a noise. Now, this is a nightmare. This is not true. And the noise is someone entering the house and coming up the stairs. Well, I'm okay because I have a gun. It's loaded. That even amazes me. Actually, it was not loaded. I kept a speed loader in a separate location. Anyway. So all I had to do was get the gun, slip the speed loader into it, and I was ready. But in my dream, and tell me if you've had dreams like this, I moved in super slow motion, and I could still hear the stairs coming up, the feet coming up the stairs in real time, but I was moving so slow. I had nightmares for years. So I finally chose to get rid of it. My friend who I used to go shoot with, who had the 44 Magnum, I just talked to him right before I did this because I wanted to. I knew I'd be talking about him. And before I do that, I want to get someone's okay, if I can. He still shoots. He's an active and avid hunter, and he texts me, and I'm vegan, and I don't care. I don't care that he shoots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's got some, you know, fancy guns and some expensive guns, and he collects guns, and he probably doesn't have this nightmare like I do, and so good for him. Good for him. I knew that whatever I had to say today would touch off some people. And as I'm looking at some of your comments, I won't honor your comments by posting them. Yeah, I will. Jay, your comment, 3,000 babies were aborted yesterday. That's called whataboutism, and it's a way of not addressing an issue. So you're welcome to private message me about abortion, et cetera. That's not what this conversation's about. So I'm not saying we shouldn't have guns. I'm not saying we shouldn't have guns. However, this morning I did get up and I looked up the Second Amendment to the Constitution. I had to memorize the First Amendment because I was a journalism student. The Second Amendment begins with a well-regulated militia. It begins with a well-regulated militia. It doesn't start with people have the right to bear arms so that we have a well-regulated militia. It begins with a well-regulated militia. And it also has the words well-regulated there. So I was really grateful to have this opportunity to call Bill, who has guns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, safely uses them. And he was telling me about a guy who actually went and fired a gun for the very first time without improper training, and it was a revolver. And instead of closing his hands around the grip, he extended one finger. The explosion at the tip of the revolver chamber blew the tip of his finger off the very first time he used it. And so my understanding from what he was saying is that we need to make sure that people are trained. We need to make sure people are trained. And I said, so if you were to wave a wand, what would you do? And I noticed that someone else has already said, something about video games. Bill actually said that video games, in his opinion, that video games are a strong contributor to the violence that's available. And then he said something else, which that is happening with guns. And then he said something else I thought was really interesting. And that is that, you know, to buy a gun, you should have to register. You should have to not just be able to pick it up at a pawn shop or something like that without filling out paperwork, doing a background check. But he said something that I'd not heard, which I guess is actually something that a lot of people may have said before, and that is lengthen the time it takes. In other words, if it's a 3-day turnaround right now, make it 30 days. If you feel like you need a gun right now, let's see if you still need it in a month. I thought about this a lot this morning, obviously. I'm sure you have too. I got up this morning and I looked at my phone. And I don't even check news anymore, but because this was such big news, it was all over everything. I mean, even in Facebook. I go to Facebook so that I can connect with you all. And I got so pissed. I got so pissed. And I thought about the people who always want to say, oh, well, so-and-so was able to save their life by having a gun. And so-and-so saved their life by having a gun. And I do not deny at all that those things happen. What I would like to do, though, is to invite you to make an exhaustive list of everyone who has saved their life by possessing a gun. And then let's make a list of everyone who has lost their life because they or someone else has a gun. And I also know that we're not comparing apples to apples. Other countries don't have this, y'all. And I know we've looked at this a lot, but there's a gun culture in the United States. And there is a gun, I don't know, almost people consider their guns sacred rather than tools. You know what I mean? I've got a great drum set and I love it. And it's a tool. I wonder if maybe it's lobbying too. Because my dad was a lobbyist, so it's trying to convince people that, you know, the idea that people are going to come and take your gun, and so it makes you scared, and it actually drives gun sales. Y'all, I don't have an answer to this. I just know that we're all angry this morning, and we're all hurting. So one of the things that I do is I look for. I look for political candidates who may see guns as a tool that you might go harvesting food if you're a hunter, but not people who just think that any gun, any age, anything. It just doesn't make sense. It still astounds me that my parents put me through so much training to drive a car, and yet I had no training and was handed a gun before I was legally able or should have had one. I'm glancing over at your comments. I'm shaking this morning, y'all. My hands are shaking. I'm sweating. I'm wearing a hoodie because it's a little chilly, but I'm sweating. I do agree with, I'm going to throw Linda's up here and I want to comment on this, okay? I watched a video yesterday. Somehow it was in my feed and Reddit. And I couldn't believe it because I keep my stuff really positive, but it was what happens when you forget you're not playing a video game anymore. And some young man mouthed off to a guy walking by. The guy was in a car and the young man said something to him. And the guy just went over, and before he could reel the window up, the other guy had pulled him out of the car. I think you're right. There is a desensitization going on with video games. Now, I used to play violent video games, all right? I played Doom. Doom was my game. It was nowhere near as real as these first-person shooter games. And I think we do need to do more research and find out what parts of the brain are stimulated when people play it. I do believe, and this is just me, all right, that the people who drive like they do on the turnpike here between here and Miami, a lot of the people, the way they drive, getting up on bumpers, not using turn signals, trying to do 110 miles an hour when literally there's nowhere to go, but they just zip back and forth between cars. I think that came from Grand Theft Auto. I think that we do get desensitized. You know, it was, what's his name? I can't think of his, Waitley, Dennis Waitley said that if a 30-second commercial can sell you a product, then can't a 30-second TV show sell you a lifestyle? And can't 3,000 hours of being exposed to a video game desensitize you? You know what? I'd love to hear all your comments now that I'm seeing them, so thank you. Yeah, Linda says too much. So sad, says Willow. Stop the madness. You know, I'm going to throw something out here, Michelle, and this is not directed at you. This is directed at us, and that is Pogo said, we have met the enemy, and the enemy is us. We need to take a good look at what other countries are doing and not doing and do it soberly and not do so from a place of fear. Go ahead, Jay. I'll give you your second. 3,000 babies were aborted yesterday in the U.S., 2,990 more than this story. 2,500 real beating hearts ended. Let's unpack that. Do so. I invite you to do a Facebook Live. Send me a link, Jay, and I will watch it. How's that? Sounds good. Kids are growing up getting desensitized. We talked about that. Actually, I don't think this is a place for that comment. Yep, I agree. Grateful for your measured tones and honest truth. It's all about responsibility, says Willow. Yep. Hey, Jerome. Grateful for your vulnerability. It's important to normalize conversations like this. Thanks, Alex. Thanks, man. Tina, grateful to be alive. May the angels lead them to paradise. All right. Let's see. I see a long comment from Ed. Want to get to what he says. Such wisdom, keeping in present time rather than unreality. Meanwhile, I believe we need more support for everyone concerning mental health. You know what? I absolutely agree. I am. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. The money we spend, and it's like, I was thinking about this morning. No wonder cops are scared. People are packing, especially down here in freaking Florida, and where they got this stupid stand your ground law, where if somebody cuts in front of you at the grocery store, you're supposed to shoot them. All right, so much for my measured tones. How's that for being real? In countries like Switzerland, it says every citizen has a rifle, but then every citizen participates in military service and they keep the weapon that is given to them. I think that's what our forefathers had in mind. It is then put away and almost never picked up. Training. They understand and respect the training and the weapon as a tool. Way to go. Actually, I agree with violent video games, music, and movies. It desensitizes people. It's okay every time and a while, but it should be balanced out with positive, peaceful, and uplifting entertainment instead. I agree, and I wanted to address something. One of the issues we're dealing with right now is, I forget the term, it's where one person does something and then all of a sudden it's okay, and so many more people do it as well. And I think that what happened in Sandy Hook, I think that we are getting desensitized to this. And we shouldn't. We shouldn't. We shouldn't. Mima, you're welcome. I was scared to death before I did this. Thank you for being brave enough to discuss this. I was, because I wanted to make sure I did get measured, keep measured tones. Tina says, thank you for your honesty about a delicate song. I could not have a gun to possibly defend myself. I'm not opposed to having you have one. I just made a new friend who's got a gun. Thank you for shedding some light on this topic. I always appreciate your knowledge. I don't know if it's knowledge, but it's certainly my perspective. Being terrified for your child, no matter what age, is scary. Yeah, y'all, that's what really tipped me this morning. That my daughter absolutely, except for a snowstorm, could have been there. My daughter could have been shopping at the grocery store because they stayed in and cooked all their meals and they were going to a grocery store. And I'm grateful, but you know what? Somebody's daughter was. Somebody's son was. And we're all one family. So my daughter did get killed last night. So did my son. And so did yours. We can't afford ourselves to become desensitized to this. And Lord knows we can't trust politicians to figure it out. Don't drift. Don't go back to sleep after this happens until the next one happens. Ask yourself, figure out, is there anything I can do? And do it. Thanks so much. And I began this with a moment of silence. We're going to close this. Please stay with me. I see there's about 25 of you here with me live now. We're going to sit here for about 30 seconds, just silently, and we're going to send compassion to the people who made their transition last night, and more importantly, to the families they left behind. All right? So join me. Remember that the word compassion means a keen awareness of the suffering of another, coupled with a desire to see it relieved. Let's never lose that desire to see this relieved until this no longer becomes a regular occurrence in our society. Thanks, everybody. Love you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.